You're listening to the Espresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The transition to a regime where the unified payments interface market share of a single app is capped at 30% is likely to be delayed by 2 or 3 years. According to sources in the know, the National Payments Corporation of India, after discussions with all stakeholders, may decide to extend the December 31st, 2022 deadline by a few years. NPCI is believed to be contemplating the extension as it may not be feasible within the current deadline to change the existing ecosystem dynamics, where two players, PhonePe and Google Pay, account for over 80% of the market. NPCI is understood to be working with ecosystem players like Paytm and WhatsApp to work towards increasing their market share in UPI. In another development, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Thursday called for a genuine debate on the raging issue of freebies being resorted to by political parties and governments. The contentious issue gathered traction after Prime Minister Narendra Modi last month cautioned people against the reverie culture under which votes are sought by pledging freebies. This was followed by the Supreme Court expressing concerns over the culture of freebies ahead of elections. In recent years, the Aam Aadmi Party has especially been accused by its opponents of promising freebies to draw votes, a charge that the party denies. In the economy sector, a government source on Thursday said that amid a moderation in global commodity prices and normal monsoon showers in India, concerns about any further flare-up in inflation or current account deficit are easing. Nevertheless, the government isn't letting the guard down. The source said that the center isn't planning to slash the fertilizer subsidy rates at the moment, despite having to bear the elevated burden. It doesn't wish to add to farmers' costs of production at this juncture. The government's fertilizer subsidy bill is expected to exceed its financial year 23 budget estimate of ₹1.05 trillion by about ₹1.4 trillion as global prices shot up in the wake of the Ukraine war. In some good news, the resumption of air travel has also lifted the fortunes of the hospitality sector, with check-ins by business travelers rising and conferences and exhibitions making a comeback. The hospitality industry, as a result, is quite hopeful of seeing a turnaround in its fortune during the current fiscal after getting severely battered in the last 2 years due to COVID-led restrictions. The Tata Group company's financial metrics, such as domestic revenue per available room, was up 42%. Occupancy rose 9% and average room rates was up 31% during the quarter compared with pre-COVID period, while all brands of IHCL, Taj, SeleQtions, Vivanta and Ginger posted growth. RevPAR from key cities such as Mumbai, New Delhi and Bengaluru exceeded pre-COVID levels. Meanwhile, the Employees Provident Fund organization will tread cautiously as it starts investing in infrastructure investment trusts and real estate investment trusts. While it will leave trusts sponsored by private sector out of its investment ambit, up to 5% of its fresh accretions might go to AAA-rated PSU-sponsored issues, sources said. The Finance Committee of the Central Board of Trustees, the highest decision-making body of the EPFO, has recently suggested that any investment under the asset-backed, trust-structured and miscellaneous category under which EPFO can invest up to 5% of its fresh accretions shall be made only in NIITs and REITs, units that have AAA rating by at least 2 rating agencies. Moving on, the government is aiming at reducing import dependence on palm oil by 25-30% through the production of 2.8 million ton of oil by 2030 under the National Edible Oil Mission. Currently, around 0.35 million hectare is under palm plantation. Under the mission launched last year, an additional area of 0.65 million hectare will be brought into palm plantations by 2025-26. India imports 56% of its edible oil requirement annually. The country imports around 8 million ton of palm oil, while the domestic production is around 0.5 million ton. An official who is involved in the National Oil Palm Mission told EFI that through bringing in more area under palm plantation in the next 3 years, especially in Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Assam, Tripura, and Mizoram, they plan to reduce palm oil import dependence by 2030. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.